So, His Grace Ananta Prabhu asked me to talk about the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada arriving or departing from India and arriving in Boston Harbor. So, Srila Prabhupada had special mission which nobody had, and that is to make whole world totally Krishna conscious, God conscious. Many acharyas, spiritual leaders, they try to do that, but a little watered down Krishna consciousness. So, Prabhupada has that drive, that push, that pushing in his consciousness, that I want to make whole world God conscious, Krishna conscious. So he didn't give up, even though he did not have much success up to the age of 70. He did not give up. At advanced age, he traveled just about 4 or 5 days ago. 50 years ago, he just traveled by boat, steamship, Jaladuta, across the world, other side of the world. So he has a mission, and he did not give up, even though he had 2 massive heart attacks. It's Arabi Samudra in Middle East Ocean, in Arabi Samudra. He did not take U-turn because he had massive heart attack, which can kill you easy. But Krishna was protecting him because he had pure vision and pure message. So Krishna rode his boat also, Jaladuta, steamship. Krishna protected him. And he arrived at Boston Harbor in July 1966. So, he established his ISKCON in New York, registered his spiritual institution. And he laid down so many, 7 of purposes of ISKCON. What is he trying to push through ISKCON? So that will give us some sight, some understanding, what was his mission. So first and foremost is to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to the society at large and to indicate all people in the technique of spiritual life in order to check the imbalance of values in life and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. So he wanted to unite the whole world on the spiritual strength, spiritual understanding. That's the only way we can unite everybody. So very world ISKCON means International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Some people suggested him in Western world this Krishna world will not fly. Why don't you keep God instead of Krishna? Prabhupada denied it because God is Krishna. The God is Krishna. And every other religion have vague idea of God. He is great. How great he is, they don't know. God is great or God is in heaven or no clear-cut understanding of God. He is a person. Most of the religion, they establish God as impersonal, which is not true. If God created whole world, which has a form, everything, mridanga, kartal, or everything has a form, human beings has a form. And if everything is coming from, if everything is coming from God, then God cannot be less than His creation. The creation can have form, but God cannot. That logic doesn't click. God has to have a form, and that is Krishna, all attractive one. Formless cannot be all attractive one. How you can get attracted to something which has no form? Air, or light, or heat, or how much you can get attracted to those things which has no form? So that's why Prabhupada says, no, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, international, he didn't want it to limit it to his only India. He said international. Society. Society means group of people. Society. International society for Krishna consciousness. The people who are Krishna conscious, their society. It's called ISKCON Society. This word is coming from Rupa Goswami's Nectar of Devotion. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati Kriyatam Api Kuto Vilavyate Tatra Lolyam Api Mulyam Ekam Janma Kroti Sukrutai Nalabhyate. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati. Bhakti ras bhavita, bhavana, consciousness. Conscious of Krishna bhakti, Krishna's devotion. So International Society for Krishna Consciousness means the society in which each and every member will be totally Krishna conscious. And they will associate in such society and converse about Krishna, talk about Krishna, sing about Krishna. And by doing so, they will elevate their consciousness to Krishna consciousness. From Maya consciousness, from illusory consciousness, from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness, totally spiritual Krishna consciousness. So this is the topmost consciousness, to be aware of Krishna at every moment. That is the highest level of developed consciousness. It can be animal also, birds, beasts can be also. An elephant, Gajendra, he was Krishna conscious, top level of Krishna consciousness. So then he is first establishing animal, dogs, hog, ass, camel, fish, reptiles, everybody, all these creatures, including human being, they are the spirit soul. So that is the first thing he is establishing. Spiritual life. So to technique of people to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to the society at large, to educate all people in the techniques of spiritual life in order to check the imbalance of the values in life and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. Real unity. So, real unity can only come in the world if there is a common denominator, common relationship. Common denominator, common to all, is God. Everybody is spirit soul, and they are part and parcel of God. They are part of God. And that is how we can unite. We have common God, that is Krishna. Jehovah, Allah, same thing. So unite people of the world on this common denominator called Krishna. Krishna is common to all. You can give him any name you like, Allah, Jehovah, God, anything. Same person, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in Vedic literature, he is called Krishna, all attractive one. He attracts every living entity, not just human being. That's why his name is Krishna. So unity within and without is very important. Prabhupada is putting that first purpose of ISKCON, uniting. So it should be very much expected within ISKCON that within ISKCON at least all the members of ISKCON, white, black, yellow, everybody unite. Very important. Prabhupada wanted this very much. He told his senior disciples, GBCs and presidents, you come to Mayapur every year on Gaur Purnima time and you discuss only one point every year. Everybody discuss only one point, and that is unity in diversity and diversity in unity. How we can unite even though diversity is there, black, yellow, white, Europe, America, Australia, Asia, Africa, diversity. They don't think same thing. Different upbringing, different consciousness, different everything. But everybody can unite on one point, that we are Son of God. We have common. What is we have common? We can unite ourselves on common ground. What is that common ground? That we are spirit soul, not the one little 1 millimeter thick skin. Take that skin out. Underneath, all one. Whether it's black, yellow or white. So underneath the skin, we have to unite. Take the skin out. And what is that taking skin out means? We are the spirit. We are eternal. We are part and parcel of God. This is common to all. Black, yellow, white. This is common. And on this common ground, we can unite. So this is what Prabhupada wanted. And his big man also should come to Mayapur and discuss only one thing. Every year, same point. Unity in diversity, diversity in unity. Second purpose of ISKCON is to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is his base, foundation, on which he can build 1,000-story building, empire. He can build his Krishna conscious empire on this base. Books are the basis, utility is principle, purity is force. And preaching is the essence. So he wants to preach this message. And that's why he wants to establish ISKCON. He wants to preach. He wants to, in order to do anything and everything and become successful, you need institution. International. These international organizations are institution. Coca-Cola company is institution. It is management, and institution means management, money, manpower and land. You need all these four in order to preach, in order to perform a business, international business of giving Krishna consciousness to whole world. You need international organization. Organize. Organization means organize everything. So without institution you cannot organize anything. So first and foremost thing you need, and he did, is establish his ISKCON. Register. So to propagate Krishna consciousness as it is revealed in scriptures, such as Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, pure message, both spoken by Krishna about Krishna. Bhagavatam is spoken about Krishna, and Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna, God himself. So reveal the knowledge of Gita and Bhagavatam. Third is to bring the members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna. Bring members closer together, closer to each other. And then all united can become closer to Krishna, nearer to Krishna. The prime entity, Krishna is the prime, he is the Nitya Nitya Nam, prime entity, Chetanas Chetana Nam, he is the origin of everything, that's why he is prime. Near to the prime entity, and thus to develop the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead, Krishna. So he wants to establish and bring the members of his society together, the prime unity, prime purpose is to bring them together on the understanding that the all living entity are part and parcel of Krishna. So we are related to each other because we have a common father, we have a common guide, Prabhupada, we have common mantra, common scriptures, we have common prasadam, common kirtan, common dancing, common. And everybody loves this. Dancing, chanting and feasting. Everybody loves. Prabhupada was very practical. He saw in Western world, they love to eat, dance and eating, chanting and dancing. Prabhupada saw they love dancing. It's very good. Dancing means jubilation. One who is very morose, unhappy, depressed, he cannot dance. One who is jubilant, very blissful, he can dance and chant, sing. Chanting means singing. Singing and dancing, happy person. It's a joyous person and joyful activity. So he wanted to tell everybody, you are spirit soul and you are part and parcel of Krishna. Fourth purpose is to teach and encourage the Sankirtan movement of congregational chanting the holy name of God as revealed in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Sankirtan, chanting and singing the holy name. Fifth purpose, to erect for the members and for the society at large a holy place of transcendental pastimes dedicated to the personality of Krishna, such as Hungarian farm, very nearby here, Hungary. So he wanted to establish New Vrindavan, he wanted to establish Mulamba in Australia and Saranagati and so many farm community. Transcendental pastimes. Sixth, to bring the members closer together for the purpose of teaching a similar and more natural way of life. Natural way of life, he wanted to teach. Why? Because we are naturally human being. And our body is natural. It is produced by nature. So when the body is synchronized or harmonized with the nature, then naturally the body, mind, intelligence, consciousness will be topmost, developed. Anything we do unnatural, that becomes the cause of distress. Krishna has set up everything for our body, mind, intelligence, soul. Everything is set up by Krishna. And that is called nature. It is Krishna's nature. When we say nature, means nature belongs to somebody. And that somebody is Krishna. So we have to harmonize ourselves with the nature. Animals, they harmonize with nature. They live natural life. And they are peaceful, blissful. But human beings have depression, tension, so many fighting, biting. Because it's unnatural life. Money is unnatural, produced by human being. The birds, beasts, they don't need money to live. They live with nature and they remain peaceful, blissful, happy. Whatever unnatural we do, we suffer. Simple. So that's why Prabhupada wanted to establish more natural way of life. Seventh, with a view towards achieving the aforementioned purposes to publish and distribute periodicals, magazine, books, and other writings. He was very intelligent. If he want to propagate above mentioned purposes, then you have to, first thing you have to do is print something so people can read. Go to media so people can hear. Produce institutions so people can relate and learn. Produce nice natural eating habits and all natural. So this is in order to propagate all this, his idea. Propagate above mentioned six idea to humanity at large. You have to reach out. And the best reach out is Harinam, because Western world is into chanting and dancing, singing and dancing. And that's the best way. And books, that's another topmost way to reach out. And then prasadam. Everybody likes to, this is where eating sense gratification is there here. Everything is here, up to here. And everybody loves to indulge in eating. Overeating. Unnatural. It's not natural. So Prabhupada knew that. So prasadam is best reach out. Many devotees, they became devotee because prasadam. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj became devotee because of halava prasad. And bullets, Hare Krishna bullets, gulab jamus, simply wonderfuls, old days, sweets. So, in order to educate people, you need books. Prabhupada used to give an example that when Russians, they came to India to propagate communism, first thing they did is massive production of their booklet, their periodicals. It was monthly, bi-monthly, tri-monthly, magazine kind of thing. And they print and free, every home they send this. Every home. Even I have seen my small little hometown. I got it in my house to propagate their communism. So Prabhupada knew that he has to get into printing his books. And he bought the books. He loaded trunks, two trunks of books in Cochin, not in Bengal, where he bought the ship. In Cochin, he freighted to Cochin, and he bring his books to propagate Krishna consciousness. So these are the purpose of Prabhupada's ISKCON, and we have seen that after Founder Acharya leaves the planet, his movement pretty much goes and fade away. it goes away, diminishes. Many gurus and yogis, they came to West, and none of them last as much as Prabhupada's. Because Prabhupada gave that love and affection and established his movement scientifically and taught his disciple very scientifically. And after Prabhupada left, it grew and grew, and even today is growing left and right. It's growing. Russia explosion, Hare Krishna explosion in Russia after communism failed. China, Europe, America, Africa, Australia, everywhere. It's flourishing. Now, when Prabhupada was there, we had 108 temples he established. Now we have 650. And Prabhupada left 10,000 disciples, 10,000 devotees. Now it's 70, 80,000. Dedicated life, totally dedicated. So many sannyasis, so many gurus, so many books, millions and millions of books. I think it is five hundred thousand. 500,000. Million. 500 million. Half a billion. Total population of the earth is 6-7 billion. And out of 6 billion people, we have distributed 500,000 is very good percentage. Very good percentage. And what to talk about time to come? And on internet now it's left and right. Prabhupada's video, Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada's lectures, Prabhupada's festivals. He established beautiful festivals such as Rath Yatra and Janmashtami, so many festivals. People enjoy festivity. Padayatras, we just finished. Reach out, so many, whole nation. You walk through whole nation almost. So seeing. So reach out so much. So Prabhupada left the legacy behind, and his disciple, they expand by uniting. The ISKCON is growing day by day. That means we are doing something right. If it was diminishing, then it means we are doing something wrong. It may not be growing as expected, but it is growing. And it will keep growing. And it will be more and more so as generation come. And maybe at the end, only ISKCON religion will last. Because very profound foundation. Books are the basis. And what are the books? Main books, three main books, which are the ripened fruit of Vedic literature. At mature knowledge, Srila Vyasadeva wrote, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Just before Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita was written in Mahabharata. And in Mahabharata and in Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva established the eternal truth, which was not established before, very clearly. And that is Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam. That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was and he is and he will. But Vyasadeva wrote so many other literature. peril too. But Srimad Bhagavatam is his mature knowledge. So Srila Prabhupada take these two important, most important books. And these books are the foundation, basis of Krishna consciousness. It will go on forever. So, it's halfway through the lecture. I'll have to stop here. Thank you very much. Sri Panchatattva ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Guru Gauranga ki, Gaur Premanandi. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So this is Slovenia and Sunday Fish Lecture. Oh, time for question is there? Okay. So any question at all? Any question? Yes, Maya?
That religion, our idea of God, are so often abused today for some other purpose, like every day we hear about attacks, killings, terrorist attacks in the name of some.
Yeah, but this is demon fighting demons, which is inevitable. This is in material world, is a world of dissension and disagreement. That's a material world. Jail is a people assemble in the jail who are culprit. They cannot agree on anything. They have to fight. So this material world, living entity comes here because of rebellious nature to God. Because they want to become God. They want no God. And even if they want God, then they don't have correct understanding of God. Even one religion denomination fights. Even though it's one religion, but they fight. Because they have no clear understanding of God. And then what God wants. So, naturally, this material world is a jail where living entity comes who are rebellious to God, who are rebellious to all this spiritual knowledge. And they want to fight. They will fight. If you have whole temple full with dogs, Prabhupada says, dogs, what do you expect? They'll run around and fight and bite and do all kind of nonsense and nothing will be produced good out of it. So this material world is where all living entity who are rebellious to God has assembled. And rebellious means they want to become God, they want to control, they want to be in power, so then naturally there will be fight. Whoever wants power, they have to fight it out. So they are power hungry and they want to fight it out. They are not God conscious people. God conscious people, the first and foremost quality of God conscious person is that he is totally peaceful. Totally. Nothing can disturb his peace. He's very tranquil, peaceful, blissful, happy. God consciousness makes you peaceful. So this is why. They are not God conscious. Any other question? Yes?
Okay. Na povećamo samilost prema drugim živim bićima, jer treba da im pomognemo, ali neka samilost nije baš ono stvarno.
In what way we can
Yes?
In what way we can enhance the compassion towards all living beings?
In what way we can enhance the compassion I mean, enhance all living beings. Compassion. Compassion means one has to be a Vaishnava. Vancha kalpata rubhyascha kripa sindhu. A Vaishnava has to be kripa sindhu, merciful. Merciful means compassion. So one has to be Vaishnava in order to become compassionate. So Vaishnava means practicing Krishna consciousness. Vaishnava means, definition of Vaishnava means he has to take initiation, Vaishnavi Diksha, into Krishna consciousness. He has to take initiation in Krishna consciousness. That is the one condition to become Vaishnava. And then second condition, that he has to chant the Vaishnava mantra. That he has to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra minimum 16 mala a day. Then, after that we can talk about compassion. You cannot become compassionate when you are working or when you have opened up slaughterhouse. They think that he is compassionate. He may pose to be compassionate. He may give charity. He may do so many things. But he is a butcher. He has opened up big, huge slaughterhouse. How can we call compassionate? He has to be Vaishnava first in order to become compassionate. Devotee of the Lord. And taking initiation into Vaishnava Sampradaya. And then, not just initiation and done. You have to practice. You have to practice Krishna consciousness. Then you can become compassionate. Otherwise it's a lip service. Just a talks. You have to become serious, pure. Like Jesus Christ, he was Vaishnava. Pure. And he was compassionate. Prabhupada was compassionate. He is compassionate. Because they are topmost Vaishnava. They feel for suffering humanity. They feel they have the distress in their heart for seeing others' distress. Paradukhe dukhi. By seeing others distressful, they become distressful. This is compassion. One has to become pure Vaishnava in order to show compassion. Is that a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other question? Yes.
Thank you very much for this lecture. I'd like to ask, before you said there is only one God and Krishna name is called like International Society for Krishna Consciousness, not God Consciousness. He named it as Krishna as a person. But we also say that, okay, Allah is also God and Yah is also God and there is only one God. And I'm wondering, like, different religions have their different spiritual realms that they go to, or it's just they all return to Krishna and they just see Krishna as Allah or Yah?
Yeah, God is one. You name him Allah, Jehovah, or Krishna. And in order to establish God is one, one has to know that we are spirit. We are spiritual. We are not material body. So one who comes to this spiritual platform can understand how God is one. Different name. But how God is one. On that spiritual level, you can understand. On material level, bodily level, bodily conception, on material level you cannot understand how Jehovah and Krishna, Allah is one. You cannot understand. Because you are trying to understand all three names as a God on a material level. And God is not material. Achinta khaluye bhava. Na chintayet. You cannot understand spiritual by matter, by telescope, stethoscope, or by microscope, there is no scope to understand spiritual. God is spiritual, and that's okay. People will take later on, please. Take it there. Put it there. So in order to understand spiritual God, you have to become spirit. Your consciousness has to be spiritual consciousness. You have to come to the spiritual platform to understand spiritual God. Otherwise you will make up all material gods. And material gods are not God. Matter is not God. Matter is nature. Nature means energy. And energy means somebody is energetic. From whom energy is coming. And that is God. And God, energy is impersonal, but his creation is person. Everything has a form. So the God has to have a form. He cannot be less than his creation. So, in order to understand Jehovah, Allah, Krishna as one and same one God, you have to come to the spiritual platform. You cannot understand this on material platform. Yes.
Is it like Allah as a person in a spiritual world?
Yes, of course.
So there is Allah as a person and Krishna as a person.
Yes, yes. My God is in heaven. And hallowed be thy name. So who is in heaven? If heaven means somebody is living in heaven. Somebody must be living in heaven. And that somebody has to have a form in order to relate to everybody in heaven. In heaven also there is human beings. Spiritual human beings. So in order to relate to human beings, he has to be a human being. He has to. Yes.
It's not that just because of their different culture they call Krishna Allah, but it's the same person. It's different person in spiritual world, or what?
Everything comes to this point. We are spirit soul. Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Isai, Christian, they are all spirit. And all religion will come to this point. And if they don't establish that we are spirit soul in their religion, that religion becomes eventually bogus and fade away. So this is the base. Every religion establishes that we are spirit soul. Whether it's Muslim, Christian or Hindu, they all establish this. We are spirit. And then next establishment is the spirit has to be part of super spirit. And that super spirit, whom everything is coming from, one. It cannot be chunk or it cannot be evolution, Darwin theory or this or that. There has to be some origin to everything. So that origin, if everything has a form, then that origin has to have a form. That's a simple logic. So a good Christian, a good Muslim, a good Hindu will come to the conclusion that yes, God has to have a form. God is person. He cannot be impersonal. So pure Hindu, pure Christian, pure Muslim will come to this understanding. God is a person. And his name is Allah, Jehovah and Krishna. Many names to him, but he is one person. A pure Muslim, Hindu and Christian will come to this conclusion. If you don't, then something is lacking in his consciousness. So he has a problem. Not scripture or God has a problem. His consciousness is material consciousness. And that's why he thinks God is a matter. Yes.
Ja imam komunikacije sa raznim islamskim guruima, autoritetima koji su rođeni u islamu. I oni potvrđuju ovo što pravo kaže. Bog je osoba, ima i duhovno tijelo. Imam lične komunikacije sa autoritetima i znam.
Let her speak. She is closer to me. So let her translate. Please. You do. Mataji, you do. I can't hear much. I'm gone. This is gone. Okay.
a good communication with Islamic
people,
and they would confirm that they relate to God as a person.
Yes.
Islamic guru, Islamic leader. I have connect with Islamic leader sometimes, and give me comfort. God is person. God has spirit body. God has throne. I have connect sometimes.
Yes. Yes, if a spiritually realized person will realize that God is a person, undoubtedly. So they have to come to that. And every religion, I said, they propagate that all human beings, at least human beings, are the spirit soul. Christians sometimes say that plants and creatures don't have a soul. No, they have a soul, but nonetheless, if a good, pure, spiritual personality in Christian, Muslim, or Hindu, they will come to the conclusion, yes, God is a person. And that is the topmost evolved consciousness. Krishna consciousness. Any other question? Yes.
Okay, so who's asking what is the connection between Kali Yuga and the creation of Adam and Eve before 6,000 years ago, and the degenerative caste system in India?
Okay, so let me understand. The first part is, what did you say first part?
What is the connection between
Kali Yuga and Adam and Eve? So our Adam and Eve's understanding is Lord Brahma and Lord Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu from his navel, Adam born in Hinduism. And in Christianism, there was Adam and Eve, male and female. So same conception. It is same conception. Our conception, Vedic, is God. Because everything is coming from God, God is a real mother to everything. God is a mother and a father. So Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita, that I am mother, father, grandfather, grandmother, grand everything. I am mother and I am father. Only one. So that he established by giving birth to Lord Brahma in this universe, a person, Brahma, first person created. So, because God is both father and mother, one, God is. And that's why from the navel, lotus flowers sprout, and there is Lord Brahma created, first being, Adam and Eve. So that is our conception, Vedic, that God is spiritual and he can do anything and everything. He doesn't need male and female to create. He is male and he is female. From his navel, Adam was created. And then from Adam, he have prajapatis and then demigods and then the demons and then human beings and then bhoot, preth, ghost and creatures and everything came from God. So that is Vedic understanding. Now other religions have another kind of understanding, but similar. There was Adam and Eve, that is the first human being. So that is Brahma. So Yeah, so God, Brahma is like God. He is like a God. Adam and Eve is like a God. Because they are coming from God and they are first generation. So they are not that contaminated. They are pure. Just first generation from God. Has to be pure. Excuse me. So, this is how every religion understands creation. Not chunk or Darwin theory. So what did he say afterwards?
Connection between Kali Yuga, creation, Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve.
And the generative system of caste system in India.
Okay, caste system.
Yes, but I think that it goes on in the 1,000 years of about 6 to 8,000 years ago, happened again, and so Krishna decided to go to a new version of religion, and another religion in different ways. It starts already in today's time.
Okay, let me. I understood your question, even though it may be whatever language, English, or I cannot hear you. But I know what you generally trying to aim. The caste system is established by God Himself. Any human society, any nation will have workers, will have administrators, politicians, king, will have a producer, grain producer, or any, they will have some preachers, priest. So it's natural in every religion, in every country. Every country has this four grades, class of people. Workers, producer of grains, and the administrator and fighters and Brahminical priest, everywhere you will find in human society. So it's very natural. Now in India it may be because of Vedic culture, Krishna established it, it may be very tight. It may be tight. It may be loose here, but it is there, common, everywhere. Yes, the Vedic culture is deteriorating, is vanishing in India also. So caste system in India also is almost finished. But it will remain forever. As long as this creation is there, there will be some administrator in the country, there will be some workers, there will be some priestly devotees, there will be some producer, grain producer. Somebody will have to produce grains. Without grains, you cannot survive. So this will remain forever as long as creation is there. But in India it is going fast because of Western influence. It is coming very fast. India thinks Western civilization is better than Indian civilization. So that's why India is, you know, going downhill. So is that answers you? Good. Any other question? Thank you. Time up. Thank you very much. Panchatattva ki? Aap sa Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki? Guru Gauranga ki? Go Premanandi.